The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, it was announced today, as you would have heard, the European Commission is bringing Ireland to the European Court of Justice for failing to stop illegal peat extraction. The European Commission said the decision was taken because there was significant peat cutting going on without any planning permission or environmental impact assessment. And they said, despite evidence of these ongoing illegal activities, enforcement action at local level is not being taken. To discuss this, we are joined by the Green Party spokesperson for climate, the former Minister of State, Oisin Smith, and Michael Fitzmaurice, the Independent Ireland TD for Roscommon Galway. You're both very welcome to the show. Oisin, can I start with you first? Your reaction to this news?
Yeah, it's very disappointing. I mean, nobody wants Ireland to be fined. We shouldn't have to have a gun put to our head to want to protect nature. You know, the bogs are part of our natural heritage. They contain unique species of plants and animals that you don't find anywhere else. And they're, you know, really, it's a part of our identity. I think a lot of Irish people can have memories of going on the bog with their family, maybe in the 70s or 80s, and cutting turf and then bringing it back and heating their home. And you know, the idea that those bogs could mostly be destroyed is a threat. I think they're worth preserving. Clearly, something happened in the 80s where there was suddenly a huge number of these sort of sausage machines started to appear, and very large scale bog cutting for profit started to happen. You know, moved away from that idea that you'd cut bog for a month with your family, and suddenly a machine could do what a family did in a month, they could do in a day. And so the European Union for a number of years now, for at least 14 years, has said to us, we have to ask people to have a permit before they cut the turf. And there has been no enforcement by county councils. And now they're coming to us and saying that if we don't get our councils to enforce the law, that they will fine us. And, you know, that's a terrible situation to be in.
Michael Fitzmaurice?
I think that there's, you know, no, it I shouldn't bring, be all no, stick.
We'll come back to you in a moment. I want to bring in Michael Fitzmaurice. Michael, your take on this.
I'm shocked at what I'm after hearing, because in case Oisin mightn't have read up on it, it's nothing got to do with the sausage machine. Sausage machine was used for cutting turf. Hoppers are used for cutting turf. This isn't about domestic turf cutting. This is about mid and peach on the planning side of it, between 10 and 50 hectares. Over 50 hectares, the EPA done a report. And bear in mind that we're domestic turf cutters. I don't be involved or have nothing got to do with the milling of peat, but I know a bit about it. And I think it's only right that I'd stand up for what's accurate and what's fair. And the EPA done a report. They mentioned five different counties. I actually got a person to look at Longford, and every scenario they used in Longford was total misinformation, to be quite frank about it. It's very disturbing.
I think it was seven counties: Offaly, Westmeath, Roscommon, Tipperary, Longford, Kildare, and Sligo.
I got a person to look at one, and I have the proof of everything there. And everything was inaccurate what was wrote in that report. Second of all,
this is the EPA report. Yeah,
it's disappointing to see the wording that the commission used. They've been judge and jury on this so far, because they've said illegal. Well, generally, no matter what crime you're accused of, you cannot be judged, you cannot be defined until it goes to whatever court it's going to. I hope Ireland fights this tooth and nail. And second of all, we do need, whether people like this or not, Bordermona has shut down. They had 80,000 hectares. Second of all, in case Oisin didn't know, the national parks have 6,000 hectares of their own re-wetted, along with local people and local areas doing it, not talking from a distance. Thirdly, Bournemouth has a large area now re-wetted. It's not that bogs are disappearing. The amount of what we would call milled peat, that's what we'd be talking about, between the 10 and the 50 hectare threshold. If you have to do EIAs and all the legislation that's involved in it, costs a lot of money. There isn't big money out of this.
Well, 40 million exports every year, isn't it?
Hold on. Yeah, this is more things.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that's the overall figure.
And by the way, you're correct in the figure you're saying.
Yeah.
But what you have to say, I saw 360,000 tons. Does people even research the document of what was exported. Because the facts are that if you're putting out horticultural peat, or if you're putting out for gardening or whatever, the main ingredient is what's written by the CSO. There could be 40% peat, 30% bark mulch, 20% something else, but the thing goes down as 100% of one.
Okay.
So we need to get our figures accurate.
Okay, let me bring Oisin back
in. We need to be fair to people.
Oisin, how would you respond to that?
Look, I think Michael has mentioned bog re-wetting, and I think that's really the key here. It's not about telling people what they can't do. It's encouraging people and giving them a way out. You know, if you want somebody to stop doing something, give them something that they can do. And over the last, I suppose, 5 years, the contractors, and I know Michael Fitzmaurice has been involved in this as well, have actually successfully managed to restore thousands of hectares of bog. So it actually is possible to do something with this. But what's not okay is to say, well, I own a piece of land, I'm going to do whatever I want on it. I'm going to mine it. I am going to build housing. I am going to make a dump. I'm going to do whatever I want. You need a permit. We have a rule of law in Ireland. And if you're saying, well, that law doesn't apply to me, I'm just going to do whatever I want,
Michael,
that's not okay. And particularly,
Michael,
when there's a huge environmental impact.
Let Michael
so let,
come
let's
in
give
on that.
People a way out. Let's give people more money for rewetting, or give them whatever they need to change their practice.
Michael, the law is being broken.
First of all, no one minds a bog, just that Jesus, like, let's call the thing, you cut a bog or you mill a bog, but you don't go mine it. We're not digging down to go to Bangkok to go looking for it.
Everybody knows that.
Well, that's the word you use, mine it. Second of all, on top of that, what you have to look at here, do we want to be bringing, for the case on for mushrooms, and I've been on the Ag Commission, Oisin would be aware of that, we've looked at different scenarios of what could replace it. There's a transition here needed over years to come. Certain amount of bog is going to be rewetted. People will still need fuel for their fires in parts of the country, in rural areas, domestic turf cutting. You will still need a certain amount for mill and peat. Or forget about the likes of mushrooms if you're going to grow them in places, because a certain amount of it is needed until we come up with the perfect solution that will grow the same number of crops out of this, like the same product.
Okay. Michael, the EPA has said illegal large-scale extraction of peat is widespread. And it also says the sector does not operate within planning or environmental laws. Do you accept
I don't accept it, because first of all, the EPA stated that over 50 hectares. Show me one place in Ireland that has over 50 hectares of mill and peat. I will guarantee you, and I know a good bit about bogs around the country, there isn't one over 50 hectares. That's the facts.
Okay. The idea of having to apply for planning permission to do that, is that happening everywhere? Are you saying that doesn't happen?
We're going down a road here, right?
I'm just asking about the enforcement of the law.
But while people want to, well, say, first of all, my understanding is there are two people, from information I've gathered today, that have put in planning applications. But the reality is, I know it from working on the SACs, and I know working with the national parks, that if you were to do hydrological, ecological surveys and upwelling and all of that, there's big money involved. And this isn't what you call a big money-spinning operation. It's giving employment to local areas. And if you have to do that, no more than what we've done with quarries. We've closed quarries down around the country, the smaller operator, for the simple reason they couldn't afford the 200,000-400,000 that it costs to get all these reports. Is that the Ireland we want? Is it the Ireland we want that we're going to be bringing peat from Latvia to bring to Monaghan or wherever to put into the to grow mushrooms? It's all right to do that, but we'll close our own.
Okay.
Is that the Ireland that we want, do we want to keep giving employment?
Let Oisin answer that.
So this is brought up every time we talk about illegal cutting of bogs. How come we're bringing in peat from Latvia? And it's an absolutely fair question. And the reason is because they're getting their permits and they're doing it in line with the law. So they're not getting sued by the European Union. And there are alternatives to peat for horticulture. There are non-peat alternatives for compost, which you can buy from Irish companies like Enrich in County Meath. So there are other things we can do. And I think we need to look towards positive actions here rather than fines and enforcement. We need to find alternatives for peat, and we need as well to increase the amount of rewetting that's going on. And I know that the same people who are extracting peat are the same people who could turn their machinery towards rewetting and get an alternative income from that.
Michael?
Yeah, Shane, just to be clear on this, I've been on the Egg Committee and we have looked, and there is a transition required. That transition will take a number of years. No more than we're trying to go to cleaner energy for creating electricity, it's going to take time. And the facts are that X amount of crops will be grown on, if you have a peat bed under it, on the products that you're growing. And if you go on the different alternatives, it ain't producing the same. And what you have to do is perfect the other. People will vote with their feet. People will always go, if something else is as good, they don't just take it because it's peat. They take it because it produces the goods. And what you have to do is make sure that there's a smooth transition over the years to make it work.
Oisin Smith.
Well, we've had a long time. Like this, this enforcement stuff started in 2012. This has been 14 years of transition. You know, I think there does come a time where you have to accept that we're living in a country with the rule of law. We do need to provide alternatives for people. We need to give people a way out. But at the end of the day, the same as anybody who wants to build a house has to have planning permission. You need planning permission if you want to cut peat on a large enough scale. And like, that doesn't mean it's going to be the end of cutting it all together, but just it means you have to comply with the law so that we don't end up with no bogs at all. It's part of our natural heritage. It's something that everybody in Ireland is entitled to. Something that belongs to everybody is the right to have our country preserved and our nature preserved in Ireland.
Michael, your response to that?
Look at the bottom line on it is, he said it's grants 2011 or 12, Shane said, I'm talking about having ingredients for growing, be it mushrooms or for the horticulture or for other industries. That's not gone on since 2012. It's only in the last 5 to 7 years. Yes, they're starting to make it better. Yes, it will get better. But if we keep putting obstacles of paperwork and basically, when you have to do EIA as appropriate assessment and all of that, it is mega money. And what are we going to do? And let's face this. Are we going to shut down an industry in this country? Because I have no faith in the Kangaroo Court of the European Court of Justice, because I had offered before where I wanted to give evidence in it on a case that was involved of the intricacy of it. And you wouldn't be allowed, or you wouldn't be even allowed to put in a submission. Now, if you call that a fair court, I'm living in cuckoo world.
Yeah, I think on a kangaroo court to describe the European Court is unfair, I have to put it to you, Michael.
Well, I'm going to stand over it.
Okay, all right, that's your entitlement. Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent Ireland TD, Oisin Smith of the Green Party. Thank you both for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you make of it all. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.